This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the KE Report, and my name is Corey Fleck. Happy to be hosting you for the first hour. In the first hour, in at least the second half of the first hour, we're going to be talking quite a bit about the resource sector. There was a lot of news that came out just this week in terms of a lot of the companies we follow on our site, and a lot of news that drove the Treasury's market yields were all over the place this week, thanks to mostly rumors that came out, but a couple news events out of especially the Bank of Japan. Those were all covered throughout the week, and again, a lot of company updates that will be posted link-wise below this weekend show posting on our website, kereport.com. So everyone who does listen to our weekend show on the radio or on our podcast, always be sure to visit our website on a daily basis for a wide range of commentary. To kick off the show, the first two segments, I am joined by Jesse Felder. He is the founder and editor of the Felder Report. Jesse's website is one of my favorite to go to because Jesse really looks at a wide range of markets. Plus, he is also a resource bull in many senses, especially in terms of gold. But Jesse, what we're going to first talk about in this segment is a general backlash towards big tech companies, the FANG stocks that have been consistently driving U.S. equity markets higher, are starting to come under some scrutiny and political pressure mostly around the world. Can you share some of your insights? You've done some research here. What are you seeing and some of your concerns now that you have, considering, well, the FANG stocks aren't being looked at as favorably as they have been by a lot of governments around the world?
Yeah, there's a number of issues in regards to these companies and why this backlash has been building over time. You can talk about them as, you know, monopoly powers or duopolies in the case of, you know, Facebook and Google and online advertising, and then how they wield that power, which has kind of put a damper on innovation and competition in a lot of different industries. The thing that's become more interesting for me is to see the damage that some of these products and platforms have done to people, and namely, you know, teenagers. Jean Twenge is a psychologist, I think, for San Diego State University. She was really the first to draw attention to this stuff in an article in The Atlantic that came out 4 or 5 months ago, and I think it was titled iGen Have Smartphones Ruined a Generation, and she really has been on the leading edge of showing how teenage mental health has been just deteriorating so rapidly, especially over the last 5 years. You see the suicide rate just soaring, and it's directly related to smartphone addiction and the use of social media. And actually, so these issues have become so, I guess, well known and popularized over the last few months that two major investors in Apple, one of them being CalSTRS, the California State Teachers Retirement System, wrote an open letter to Apple this week, essentially calling on the company to address these issues, especially towards children. I mean, people probably heard about, you know, the election and how Russia essentially used the Facebook platform to manipulate voters in Brexit and through the presidential election. This is another facet of it, and I think we're only beginning to realize the dangers that these platforms present to democracy and to our mental health. And so, you know, they're already being much more heavily regulated in Europe in terms of the data collection and things. And there's a lot more talk about regulation here in the United States. So because these stocks have led the bull market over the past few years, I think that these risks to their businesses not only pose a risk to their top and bottom lines, but also to the bull market.
Now, Jesse, what would you say to the argument that these tech companies, and ever since really the dot-com bubble burst and we started to see some of the leaders in the sector, that it's changed almost the way investors look at companies? It's not so much about profits and bottom lines and actually producing something. It's about users and gaining, yeah, again, kind of influence on people, even though people can post really whatever they want. I've deleted my Facebook app probably over a year ago now, and I try to limit myself to social media because I find it as almost a black hole of time. But again, back to the value proposition, will it take governments to step in to shy some investors away from these companies, again, that really aren't producing anything?
Yeah, well, you bring up a couple of interesting points. I recently had on my podcast Roger McNamee, who's probably the most successful tech investor of all time. I mean, the guy has done phenomenally well in the public markets and in the private markets. He was one of the first investors in Facebook. He convinced Mark Zuckerberg to not sell Facebook to Yahoo for $1 billion and then invested in Facebook. After that, he also introduced Sheryl Sandberg to Mark when they were trying to figure out how to monetize the platform. And, you know, he made his money investing by essentially finding, you know, who has the most successful, most popular product. And it was kind of like that eyeball type of investment approach. He wasn't worried about profits. He figured if you have the hottest product, you're always going to blow out the numbers every quarter. And that was a very successful strategy for him. The thing with these companies today and what worries Roger now, and he tried to go to Mark and Sheryl and talk to them about this about 18 months ago and say, you guys have a huge problem on your hands. This needs to be fixed. And a lot of these insiders are now coming out, and there's like a huge wave of whistleblowers from, you know, inside Facebook and other companies, Google, saying that, you know, they're frightened about what that they have created. They have essentially created ways to hack people's brains, and that's frightening when it's essentially out, you know, to the highest bidder. You know, we're going to sell these services to the highest bidder. Roger's point, which he made to me in our discussion, was that either these investors should hope that these companies are going to be more highly regulated, because if they're not, the platforms are going to be seen more and more by their users as just things that take advantage of them and don't provide them with a lot of value. And I think we're starting to see that already. There was a great article in Wired, I think it was today, talked about how the surveillance techniques that these companies are using are totally unprecedented and so intrusive. And this is one of the things that Europe is really cracking down on, is data collection and forcing the companies to get explicit consent from users to use their data, and then also allow users to have all of their data deleted at their will. And so, you know, I think it's interesting from the standpoint of, yes, they should be regulated, but if they're not, it's already, you know, becoming so obvious that they're essentially manipulating people and using people for their own profits, and providing, you know, little value to people in exchange, that people are, you know, potentially could revolt from these platforms. And, you know, that's one of the lessons of tech, actually, over time, is creative destruction is something that's inevitable. And these platforms could be destroyed by their own greed if they do not take major steps to reform the way their algorithms work and the way that they're doing business.
Hey, if we do start to see some even more political pressure on these companies, and again, big data has been really the story of what makes them valuable, learning more and more about their users so that they can, I guess, advertise better. But again, there are a lot of social impacts that people are starting to see, especially with the younger generation. And from a market perspective, having some more regulation come into some of the high-flying stocks, hey, that could bring down those multiples and even more so bring down what we've been seeing in the markets. But some interesting thoughts there, Jesse. I'm going to have you back on in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin, so everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every industry faces distinguishing challenges and circumstances that shape the business and financial landscape. Camusso CPA LLC delivers unrivaled depth of knowledge and an engaging experience relevant to each client's industry-specific needs. Camusso offers preemptive guidance and knowledge required to achieve your greatest business and personal financial potential. Our approach is based on forging long-term business relationships accompanied by trust and value, creating an ever-important partnership. Build your dedicated financial team with us today. Visit CamussoCPA.com. That's CamussoCPA.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Your weekly fix on
on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with my conversation with Jesse Felder. And Jesse, let's talk about Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies in general. And some research that you've been doing recently is Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies a better store of value than gold? I'm just going to throw it over to you. What do you think? What has your research drawn you to your conclusion?
Well, I've talked to a number of people recently to try and get a better handle on this because I'm not an expert on, you know, networking security or, you know, any of these things. But I talked to a couple different people, you know, about this who are experts or who have become experts in the field, right? It's such a new field. It's, you know, it's hard to, there are a lot of people calling themselves experts, but I have two people in particular that I really wanted to talk to. And one is my friend Eric Townsend, because he owned a networking security technology company in the 90s that he sold, you know, near the peak of the dot-com mania. And so he has a very good handle on the technology underlying Bitcoin and blockchain. From his research, and he wrote a very extensive paper on this that I tweeted a couple weeks ago, his point is that, yes, blockchain is a fascinating new technology. It is a revolution. But essentially, the blockchain can be nothing more than just a prototype because of the way that it's built. So everybody has seen the statistics about the power usage. You know, it's just off the charts, right? Bitcoin mining is now using more power than, you know, some small countries, and potentially, or could soon use more energy than Japan, which is absolutely wild. But what people don't understand is it can't get more efficient. In fact, that's part of the security of it, is that it requires this massive processing power and massive energy usage in order to keep the network secure. And so it's really not scalable at all. And, you know, Eric believes that there's really no need at all. And some new technologies are already starting to demonstrate this potentially. There's no reason to have a cryptocurrency paired with a distributed ledger protocol, an effective one that's secured. And that's really, you know, the value behind Bitcoin, is people think you have to have a cryptocurrency in order to ensure the network is secure, because you have to have all these miners that are doing all these mathematical calculations to verify transactions. Well, that's not necessarily the case. And if somebody does come up with a DLP, and there, like I said, there might already be one or two of them out there already that doesn't need a cryptocurrency, then that immediately calls into question the value of any of them. And so I think that's one interesting side of it that I haven't really heard from a lot of Bitcoin bulls discussing, is that risk. There's also the more obvious risk to me is, you know, the one of the main points, the bull cases for owning Bitcoin is its limited supply. You know, every time I say, well, okay, it's limited supply, but it's open source, and anybody could go create their own version of Bitcoin at any time. How is that limited supply? Right?
There's, that's why we have over 1,300 different cryptocurrencies.
Right. There's unlimited potential supply of cryptocurrency. And in fact, you know, there's a good Eric makes another point in his paper that there's a very good chance that central banks will decide to create their own cryptocurrencies, you know, and they could use a blockchain protocol. They could use whatever they want and just say, okay, now this is the one that you have to use, and we're going to make the other ones illegal. So there's just so many risks, but the main fundamental bull point of there being, you know, limited supply and a way to escape the persistent debasement of fiat currencies is just flatly untrue. There, it's not limited supply. And even when you look at Bitcoin and say, well, Bitcoin is limited in supply. No, there's been hard forks already, which have created new versions of it and essentially increased the supply of Bitcoins out there. So there's a number of reasons that I think that, you know, inconsistency in the bull case that really kind of disprove it as a store of value, and you know, like some have written too, really the only thing that blockchain has proven itself to be a good use for is a speculative mania in cryptocurrencies.
And that's exactly what it has been. But again, there is a distinction to be made between cryptocurrencies and blockchain. And just what you said, once we start seeing maybe some other industries or some other uses for this distributed ledger, then you know what, that could very much bring people away from the cryptocurrencies. But one thing that maybe we can argue about that is good that Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have exposed the younger generation to the idea of getting outside of the financial system. Much of what the older generation likes gold for, that is similar in a way of at least the thinking behind the younger generation getting into and investing in cryptocurrencies. Can you discuss this point, please?
Yeah, and I think that's very exciting, especially for those of us who are bullish on gold today, is that the bull case for gold is being made by a lot of the crypto enthusiasts. The persistent debasement of fiat currencies. And to me, I see this Bitcoin as just the next step in this wave of anti-elitism, anti-central authority, which, you know, may have begun with the Arab Spring and spread into, you know, Brexit and the presidential election of Donald Trump and even the popularity of Bernie Sanders. People are tired of the status quo, and they're tired of this massive and growing wealth inequality that central banks have created, or at least exacerbated, even if they didn't create it. And so when you hear what is the main case for owning Bitcoin, it's that it's limited in supply. But why is that important? Because fiat currencies are constantly being debased by extreme monetary policy. And so the spread of that message should be very, very encouraging to those of us who have been trying to spread the word about the dangers of extreme monetary policy and the value of gold in an era of crazy central bankers.
And that is kind of the situation that we're in right now, right, is that central bankers continue to hold a heavy hand, but these cryptocurrencies have distracted, again, some other younger generations, even though it's outside the system and even though it's experienced some pretty extreme volatility. Hey, it's still no denying that it has gone pretty much straight up, and you and I are even being forced to talk about it. I'm covering it on a weekly basis. I find it to be an interesting area, and hey, a whole new story that not a whole lot of people saw taking off as much as it did last year. But fact of the matter is, it's here. We think that there very much is a bubble, but we don't know how much higher it can go. We don't know what it will pull back to. And again, what the uses for this blockchain technology will be. It's definitely captured the attention of many people, and I'm going to be following along with it. It sounds like you will be too, but again, we just warrant some caution, but then also some optimism that the younger generation is starting to move over to some of that gold bull mentality. But as for right now, it's just focused on the cryptocurrencies. Hey, Jesse, it's great having you on our show. Again, go visit Jesse's site, The Felder Report. I'll post a link on this weekend show posting. Have a great rest of your weekend there, Jesse.
Thanks, Corey. Glad to be here.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Happy to report in this segment that I am chatting with David Vincent. He is the CEO of Canamex Gold, who actually Canamex just released an updated PEA earlier this week, which David and I spoke on. But David is also a well-regarded technical trader for the metal sector. And David, that's what we're going to talk about, but we're going to kind of talk about an auxiliary market, the CDNX. You sent me a chart that was looking at, again, a long-term chart that looked at almost the, let's say, waves that this chart seems to go into. You have some targets at much higher prices, looking at a longer-term nice move in the resource sector for junior stocks. Please take us through initially why you use the CDNX as a barometer for some potential moves in resource juniors.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. Yeah, the CDNX is essentially a bit of a proxy for the small cap gold and silver miner sector. We have to remember, though, that it's around 50% of the index is gold and silver. The other half of the index is the marijuana stocks and the tech stocks and the biotech stocks. But it's still a very good proxy for the gold and silver small cap miner sector. So that's why I use it. I mean, there's nothing else out there which we can look at to try and give a long-term view of the sector as a whole. So that's why I'm using this chart here.
And what is this chart telling you, David? As I mentioned, you're seeing a bottom being put in on a longer-term basis. Where do you see us going, and where do you see the opportunities?
Yeah, so essentially this is a monthly chart which goes back to 2001. What I have on there is the price and two moving averages. I'm using an 8-month and a 21-month, which are good to use on the monthly chart. 8 and 21 are also Fibonacci numbers. For the investor, this is the best sort of chart to use because it takes out all the noise. And you only need to look at it on a monthly basis. So going back to 2002, we can see we got a buy signal where the moving averages crossed up. And then the sell signal was not generated until 2007, which is about 5 years later. Then we had the big meltdown in 2008 GFC, and then the next buy signal for the sector was in late 2009 when the moving averages crossed back up, and then the next sell signal was in 2011 where the moving averages crossed back down. So you basically would have been out of the sector for the bear market from 2011 into the lows in early 2016, a period of 5 years. I mean, I know a lot of folks who rode the sector down throughout, which was a silly thing to do, given the fact that the moving averages on the monthly chart was saying, get out of the market. Yeah. So having said that, our next buy signal was in mid-2016, and based on the moving averages, we're still long because the moving averages have not crossed down.
So, David, one thing that sticks out to me in this chart is especially the last two bounces, including this one and then the one back in, let's say, 2009. They're very steep recoveries. And this one, yes, is just getting started. Are you expecting the same sort of snapback V-shaped recovery like we saw in 2009?
I don't think so. I think this recovery is going to be more gradual because one of the reasons I think a lot of the money out there is being sucked into the big indexes in New York, which are melting up, and also into the crypto space. So I think we're in a bull market here for the CDNX, but I think it's going to be more of a gradual uptrend. I think it will extend up to the 1600 level over the next 3 years, possibly peak out there in 2021, and then go into a correction into 2023, as shown in the chart on the cycle lines, and then resume the bull market probably back up into 2026, 2027, which should be the ultimate peak in this bull market. Now, where it peaks out there, I don't know. I think it'll be somewhere north of 1600. It could challenge the highs back in 2007, up around the 3000 level. It's possible.
So again, something that you've been reiterating when I've had you on the show outlining some of these technical charts is don't get too worried about the day-to-day moves. Understand the long-term trends and take a more level-headed approach to maybe injecting some of your portfolio and sitting there, letting the market take, well, the money hopefully higher in the longer-term sense. Can you reiterate this again, please?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, you really have to take a medium to long-term view, understand the cycles. I mean, the cycle here I'm using is a 30-year cycle, which started in 2001. So the next low in this 30-year cycle won't be till around 2031, okay? Now, within that 30-year cycle, there's four harmonics, as shown, and at each harmonic, low, you get a correction into that low, as we saw in 2008, as we saw into early 2016, and as we'll again see into early 2023. Now, as to how large the 2023 correction is, we don't know. It could be a mild correction, could be a deep one, but I think it'll start showing signs of rolling over perhaps in late 2021. So we have, what, one, two, three to 4 years to make money on the long side. So, you know, the strategy should be to buy your positions in these stocks and basically put them in the bottom drawer, get a life, yeah, and then in 3 years' time, have a look at the chart, see where we are. Maybe take some money off the table in 2021, 2022, looking for the correction into 2023, and then buy back into the market.
Yeah, again, just don't get too greedy and don't expect it to just keep going up, 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 especially if we do have a 3-4 year more melt-up type move. I will be posting this chart below the interview, so everybody listening on the radio show, come to our website, kereport.com, click on the weekend show posting, and you will get a good sense of what David is pointing out for the CDNX. David, as another kind of side question, are there any other markets that you're looking at as either contrary or supportive indicators for your calls regarding the junior sector?
Yes. I mean, I also look at the large caps such as BHP and Freeport, and also the XME, which is the Metals and Mining Index. And they are in bull markets. So if the big boys are in a bull market, it means the smaller caps are also going to follow behind. So it all makes sense. It's all... I mean, they're all in the same, you know, larger sector, I guess.
They really are, and usually those big guys do actually start to move first because it is the bigger money, even the smart money, it's considered entering the sector, and by the time that some of those juniors are skyrocketing, that's usually the retail audience, which, in all fairness, we have not seen a whole lot of people rush into the sector right now, but having these encouraging charts and having consistently some better news coming out of the companies, that also does help. As I mentioned, David did join me earlier this week for an update on the company that he runs, Canamex Gold. I highly recommend checking that out. There will also be a link posted, again, on the weekend show posting for all of our company updates. I always encourage everybody, check out those company updates because I am trying to get some of those higher quality companies on our show. And hey, as you know, David is very available. So if anybody has any follow-up questions regarding his technicals or regarding Canamex Gold, please feel free to email me or comment on the blog, and I'm happy to put those in front of David. David, I appreciate your time this weekend and even earlier in the week for the update. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Great. Thanks, Corey.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the Weekend Edition with John Kaiser. He is the founder and editor of Kaiser Research. And John, last time I had you on the show, we talked about the discrepancy, kind of the change that we're seeing in the Canadian stock markets, especially the venture in terms of where liquidity is going and, quite frankly, where money is flowing, more so outside of the resource sector, which used to be a dominant player in the venture exchange. What we're now seeing is it's starting to lose a little bit of market share to marijuana companies and to even some of the blockchain companies. We're going to kind of follow up on this comment, but more focus on the precious metals now and actually resources in general because of the nice end of the year move, this uptrend that they have been in after they were selling off into the Fed meeting, at least the precious metals were. They ended the year quite strong, and they're actually continuing this year in a nice gradual upward direction. And some of this is coming off the back of, again, global GDP growth, better economics around the world, which, although the naysayers sometimes don't want to agree with it, better GDP, better economic numbers actually do support resources in a broad sense. Can you speak to this point first, please, John?
Yeah, you know, the last 2 weeks of the year were not great for the resource equities, but for metal prices, it was a very strong finish to the year. And now, you know, as you read the newspapers, you hear that the Eurozone has much better numbers than any time since 2008. Even the American economy is it's going great, even though there's been all this turmoil with President Donald Trump. Emerging markets are doing better, the strengthening in metal prices. All of this suggests that, well, the global economy is back on track. We are facing the possibility of higher interest rates and the Europeans also ending quantitative easing. And yet we have not seen the resource companies, juniors or majors, track this turnaround in the general outlook. And we talked about it before, but there has been a distinct shift away of risk capital from the resource junior sector into the sort of cannabis and blockchain, Bitcoin stories, which are now reaching mania proportions. And I said it's very similar to end of 1999 when the dot-com bubble completely marginalized the resource juniors, except this time cannabis is not truly transformational. Neither is blockchain or Bitcoin. Both of them tap into this growing anger at so-called elites, the people who run everything, this idea that we're all being spied on by all kinds of systems. With the blockchain ledger, you get privacy, you get control over your destiny. And this is pulling away the audience that was into gold, because Bitcoin and all these cryptocurrencies are now the preferred alternative for gold. And this is turning out, I think, to be a good thing, because the perception pushed by the various newsletter pundits that dominate the conference circuit has always been that gold is the province of libertarians, of right-wing Ayn Rand type people, self-made and contemptuous of big government, welfare, and all this kind of stuff, anti-liberal. And that crowd is now flocking into the whole blockchain cryptocurrency. They're vacating the space. They're going to open up gold to a much broader audience, where you like gold not for political reason, but for simply the fact that the world is going into a very turbulent period where we don't know which country is going to end up in top, and gold ownership is going to be something that you just have, and it's going to drive the price higher. And this is creating an opportunity for companies like one of my Spec Value Hunter recommendation, Midas Gold, which is in the advanced stages of a feasibility study for its Stibnite gold antimony project in Idaho.
Okay, John, we will get a little more detail on Midas, but let's talk about this shift in the investors that are now focusing on resources. I think you're absolutely right. I think some of these libertarian investors that want their money almost outside the system have gotten a bit distracted by cryptocurrencies because of that whole unregulated environment that they are in. But these sort of changes take time to develop, and quite frankly, when I was reading over the last few years, the lack of diversification that smart money, I consider, was not in gold. They did not have part of their portfolio in the precious metals. As long as this shift continues to happen, I think that is putting more attention on the precious metals and potentially even putting it in stronger hands. Do you want to comment?
Yes, what we're seeing now is value creation. I mean, gold is back above $1,300. Inflation hasn't yet reared its ugly head, so we're seeing a real price increase in gold, which is a very important distinction, because nominal gold price adjustments reflecting inflation or exchange rate declines don't really do anything for the profitability of ounces in the ground. The stats that I saw yesterday, I was shocked. The resource juniors listed on the venture exchange, which I track, used to represent 40 to 60% of the traded value. Yesterday, TSX Venture value traded shot over $500 million, and the resource juniors represented just 7.5% of that. a tiny fraction. It just shows you this is your classic washout where all the money's running into something new and hot. And people are selling their resource favorites to jump into something that has momentum. We don't have momentum yet in any of these resource juniors, but I think that if we do not have a reversal of these economic growth trends and these metal supply imbalances that are starting to develop, you know, outside of gold, we will see a much stronger market for the resource sector come, because you got to keep in mind all those people who are buying blockchain stocks, weed stocks, and all that, they're buying it from somebody, and those people are collecting old-fashioned fiat currency that they're going to use to buy something else, and it probably won't be the stuff that they unloaded into this huge influx of speculators.
Again, there's just so much that we don't know how this is all going to play out, especially with blockchain. I think the marijuana stocks, you know what, those have gone on a huge run, but there is a very fundamental reason of a growing market that is slowly becoming legalized that I think does support some of these moves. Again, it might get a little bit ahead of itself, but still a market that isn't just going to wash up and blow away. Let's talk about Midas, though. You mentioned that you're seeing an opportunity here. Midas is one of the more advanced companies moving in, or at least looking to move into production here with a nice, large, already defined resource. Do you think this is a sweet spot for investors to look at, these more advanced exploration plays that do have a well-defined resource in, again, a safe jurisdiction in Idaho?
Well, yeah, safe, I guess, in the sense that it's in the United States, but the knock against it has been, oh, this is a very difficult state to permit a mine. And the Stibnite project is a big, giant reclamation project in search of a funding mechanism, which this gold mine will eventually do. One of the important things that happened this year, which ironically knocked the stock back, was that these seven or so agencies that are involved in the mine permitting process all agreed to, we will work with one environmental impact statement, collaborate on it, get this analysis done and presented to the company with all the various options. The company also filed a plan of operations where they basically already done all the homework and outlined what their preferred development plan was, which is what was outlined in their pre-feasibility study published in December 2014. But this process of coordinating everything pushed the expected timeline for a mine permit from early 2019 into later in 2019. So the market just kind of sagged.
Interesting comments, John, and I always appreciate you sharing some of the stocks that you're watching closely with us, and you do make an interesting point about the new tax structure in the U.S. and how that can affect the economics of these, again, U.S.-centric properties. But unfortunately, we are out of time here. John, it's always great having you on the site, and hey, I hope everybody enjoyed the first hour. I'm going to leave now for the second hour. Over to Al and KER Politics.
Thank you, Corey.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.